just flew back from Toronto, and boy, are my arms tired.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I didn't have an opening. I didn't have a good cold open for this.
Did you fly out of Billy Bishop?
No, I am so foolish. I flew out of YYZ.
Oh, no.
But here's the... All right, so you can... In Toronto, you can walk to Billy Bishop, or it was 30 minutes to YYZ, but YYZ has the pre-customs clearance. You clear U.S. customs there, and then when you get to America, you just walk out of the airport.
Okay.
Yeah.
But customs is nothing at O'Hare every time I've flown back.
Yeah, it probably would have been faster going through it at O'Hare. Just let me feel better about, even though I've been to Toronto multiple times and know you should go to Billy Bishop, foolishly booking YYZ without thinking.
I did not go to the special Shopify event because I was in Door County, Wisconsin, which is the Cape Cod. It's the Cape Cod of the upper Midwest. If you didn't know that. It actually is.
There, yeah, you see people with like Door Life stickers.
Did you?
That's on Shopify too, the Door Life store.
Do you know why it's Door County?
I do not.
Because that strait going through into Green Bay, at the tip of which is Green Bay, Wisconsin, is very dangerous. And the Native American tribes used to war with each other over Washington Island. And so it was that whole area was called Death's Door. And so then when they were naming the counties,
so pleasant,
they were like, oh, this is, we can't call it Death's Door County. We'll just call it Door County.
I mean, Death's Door County, very different vibe.
Yeah. So yeah,
it's a little cooler
due to so many shipwrecks and murderous wars. It was Death's Door.
And so you were in Death's Door County for the Shopify conference?
There was no, I was at some like stupid farmer's market. And there were these guys selling shirts. Oh, what was on the shirts? I don't remember what they were. It was like a thing where it's like, yeah, but like, it's like Door County, but like, you know, like cool. Like, you know, just like dudes in their 20s that have like a lot of like rope necklaces and bracelets. The kind of shirts those guys would wear, but like still Door County shirts. And just, I took one look at those dudes and looked at those shirts. And I just went, that store's on Shopify. Like, I know it. And I straight up, and I was standing there right next to the thing, and I just loaded them up, and I was like, yep, that's Shopify. Oh, pay with ShopPay. Look at that. Oh, look, they didn't style the checkout at all. Dopes. Got to style the checkout.
No one, everybody forgets to style the checkout. Yeah, so I was in Toronto for additions.dev. That's a conference. That's not Shopify Unite. That's over.
Are you sure? It's
not. But we've replaced it with additions.dev, which is essentially the same vibes.
I don't know. I saw the video with Harley. He got mad at you. When you didn't say .dev.
Well, all right. So Shopify Editions is the features announcement. That happened the day before additions.dev, the conference. So don't get these confused.
Oh, sorry.
Editions is the feature announcement. Additions.dev is the developer conference.
Excuse me.
Yeah, these are very different things. But we did have some feature announcements, like recap at .dev. But like 150 things in total between the two. I can't keep track of all that. It's like every 6 months they announce 100 plus new features. And, you know, you got to get really granular and they're recapping some stuff and some very detailed to get to 150 new features.
I was going to say, they announced 5 new features.
Even if it's 20, if it's 25, 15, 10, every 6 months, and you got to keep track of release dates. Half the time, I don't know what's going on. Fortunately, I was able to, in person, ask people who did know what was going on, who could break down some highlights for me. And there's so much, I don't think we're covering it all in this episode. But we're going to do like the highlight reel this episode, maybe a few bonus episodes.
Yeah, I think we'll be doing some mini episodes over the next week or two, focusing on various more specific topics like Shopify Point of Sale, which, you know, a lot of people don't use, but some people do use and they're super into it. So, you know. We're going to kind of mix and match. You can listen to the ones that you feel like most affect you the most.
I think that's a good way to do it.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at something here in my show notes that you wrote up for me. It says here we'll be going over high ligats. What high ligats did you see over there? Is that a Canadian thing?
Well, that's actually how you could tell that ChatGPT didn't write this because there's a classic Kurt typo in there. But all right, do you want to jump into Harley?
Yeah, who we start with, Harley?
Yeah, let's start with Harley. He could break this all down for us.
Who are you? What do you do?
My name is Harley. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm also the president of Shopify.
Oh, okay.
And most importantly, I am a long-term friend of Kurt Elser's. And we've known each other now for almost a decade, I think, right?
Yeah.
It must be a decade.
10 years. Someone was just asking me.
I think 10 years.
10 years.
And it's been a lot of ups and mostly ups. Maybe some downs.
You know, 10 years it happens.
Yeah, sometimes. Every now and then we put out something, you're like, I don't really like it, and you give us some good feedback and we make some changes, but that's what a real ecosystem is.
Yeah. You know, looking back at it, when you see it long term, it is insanely cool. I've been around long, I don't think about it.
That's cool.
Which is a little insane.
Well, I mean, I say this with all due respect, but you're sort of like, when I see you here, I'm like, oh yeah, of course, like, Kurt's here, obviously. Like, it's not a surprise to me. Whereas, you know, I just saw Daniel Patricio, who's working at Shopify, who's an app developer now, an amazing app developer, I should say. It's so nice to see him. It's like a nice surprise. But you're like fucking furniture. You know?
I'm a fixture.
You're a fixture here. Like, you're always around, which is amazing. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel, well, it was only an hour flight from Chicago, but I'm compelled to go.
That's right.
All right, so we're at Shopify Editions. I can't help
but... Editions.dev.
Editions.dev, sorry.
Yeah. Editions is our release that happened yesterday. .dev is the event.
And at the .dev event, I can't help but compare it to Unite. I got Unite vibes. Is this the new Unite?
It's not. It's different than Unite. Partially, it's different for a few reasons. Number one, Unite was focused on all types of partners, agencies, SIs, app developers. This is really focused on developers, people that are building on top of the Shopify code base, on top of our APIs, on top of our SDKs. And you sort of do feel a little bit of a different sense of like I'm sure there are some agencies and other, you know, freelancers that have showed up as well. But generally, the crowd here is very technical. And even in terms of, we have some merchants here that sort of snuck in, as you probably can tell. But the
merchants, happened at Unite, too.
And it did happen, that's right. But they're very technical merchants. Merchants that are really, you know, going deeply into, like, the Shopify, like, tech docs and, like, trying to figure out, like, hey, there's this one thing under a beta flag. I want to explore that a little bit more. But, yeah, it's a little bit different.
Okay, give me the highlight. What's the big hot feature, the one you're proud of?
I think, so we released our summer edition yesterday. There's some really cool stuff that we're bringing. Analytics is one. Analytics is just going to work much better. I think it was always good. I think now it's getting much better. I think there's a bunch of cool stuff happening right now on markets. It's probably the one that's getting the most attention. Just the ability to select different pricing, different SKUs, to really, like, I've been talking about Shopify being a retail operating system for a long time, but this idea that, like, B2B is a market, and the U.S. can be a market, and Canada, you know, can be a market for wholesale. And then you can do different products in different places, different pricing, depending on the market. I think that's just going to make, like, we've been talking about default global for a while. I think that really advances it. But actually, I think the theme of this edition is even more important than the specific features. This idea of bringing it all together, having, like, a unified product where every feature that we added 150 features this edition, about 100 features in the winter edition. That every feature feels like it was always there, that I think is really important. So the theme is unified, and I think that speaks to how we want people to think about our product.
So the double-edged sword of shipping all these features is, A, it's remarkable, and we all want our toys,
yep.
Right?
There's a but coming, I feel like.
The but is then you're making your life much harder in making the interface consistent and easy to use. Is fixing that the theme?
I mean, certainly making it feel... So let me take a step back. Truly elegant, delightful software has a lot of, it's like a beautiful watch where on its face it just tells the time, but underneath the face there's all these really fancy complications. And I think Shopify, we endeavor for it to look like that, where it's simple to use, it's easy to get started, but as you grow and as your business needs expand, the complexity sort of reveals itself over time, but at the right time. So that if you're sitting at your mom's kitchen table right now and building a store on Shopify, it feels super easy and elegant. But if you're, you know, some big merchant doing a couple $1 billion a year and you have wholesale and retail and wholesale and direct-to-consumer online, you're cross-selling on Target or you're cross-selling on Instagram, it all feels like this well-oiled machine. And a major challenge is, as you add more stuff, how do you make it so that the admin still feels elegant and easy to use, easy to navigate? And making this sort of unified thing a priority, I think, will make all that easier. But that is a major challenge. It's the reason why most companies either become way too complex, and frankly, they make their admin, their dashboard look like, you know, a NASCAR, you know, car with all those different decals everywhere. It's confusing. You're not really sure who's sponsoring the car. Or they hit a particular ceiling in terms of complexity, and beyond that size, it just doesn't work. We think we can do both.
It certainly feels like it.
It's funny, like markets is the thing that's being used as the example for like, look how simple, unified, easy to use we made this. That was one of the features I was could not believe how easy it was to use.
Yeah, it's really easy. I mean, I have a store on the side, as you know. I have Firebelly Tea with my best buddy, my little side hustle at Shopify, and we use markets. It's amazing. It allows us to do things that I always like to think about the metaphor of like a browser with a bunch of tabs opened. And you have like 9 different tabs. You have like one tab is like your admin, one tab is like your point of sale admin, one tab is like your Instagram admin. This idea of collapsing tabs into one single admin, which is Shopify, the amount of cognitive load that gets decreased or downshifted by doing something like that is immense. And I think that our job is to make it so that the millions of merchants that use Shopify, they feel like they can focus on growing their business, making beautiful products, not managing the admin. Like that should be sort of something that sort of comes for free and it's easy because you want to focus on building whatever products you're building.
That's fantastic advice.
Thank you.
Or a fantastic outlook, I should say. All right, last question, because
yep.
I know you got to run.
Yep.
This evening, let's give people some FOMO. What do you have in store for us?
Oh, man, it's going to be amazing. So we're going to the port. It's the after party. And we're going to the Shopify port, which is our space here in Toronto. We're opening up all the floors. Every floor will have different cool stuff. It's going to be great food and great party, but also like super thoughtful stuff. So actually, you'll see tonight. I don't give it anything away, but it's really cool. We've been planning this for a while. And it's also, it's fun to get together with everyone. And there's a lot of hugs and a lot of selfies as you're seeing here, which is amazing. I think people are asking to have more selfies with you than with me, which is shows your
that was the first thing I did.
Your dominance here in this community, Kurt.
As soon as I saw you, I was like, give me a selfie.
Yeah. But I will say this. This is also tonight and today is our way to say thank you to the community. Shopify would never, ever, ever be what it is today if it wasn't for you and others like you. And shout out to the unofficial Shopify podcast. It's freaking awesome. I've been on it, I think, once or twice, maybe.
You've been on, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe time to come back on.
Happy to have you.
What's your license plate, by the way?
I famously had the Shopify license plate.
Famously, yes. You were the first person on the planet to have the Shopify license plate.
What's funny is like the number of Shopify license plate I've seen pop up since then.
I live in Montreal right now. I was at the Grand Prix with my wife. We're walking around. I do not have the Shopify license plate. I walk around and see a car with Shopify license plate. My wife's like, whose car is that? Turns out, Shopify merchant. It was amazing. I love that Shopify merchant has the Shopify license plate in Quebec. And I don't. It's cool.
It only happened a couple times, but somebody would pull up to the pull up next to me, really excited, like roll a window. Did I roll it down? And they go, "What's your store?"
Yeah, and you're like, "Oh, app developer."
Yeah, so yeah. I would say, "I'm sorry, I just do theme development."
Oh, okay, that's good. All right, well, thanks for having me on.
So I was there. What did you get out of it? What's the takeaway?
Damn it, because I was about to be like, "Oh, you should start talking now," because I was kind of just like, it was more him. I felt like it was more him being like, he's Shopify's head cheerleader. That's who Harley is.
He's chief storyteller.
All right.
Perhaps.
He's head cheerleader.
He's very disciplined about staying on message.
Yes.
I am not.
That's true. Well, that's why they like us.
I'm all over the place. As far as impact on merchant platform product, I think the takeaway of this round of updates is, hey, everything's going to get easier to use, right? The double-edged sword of we're adding constant features and updates is, you know, where do all those things live? What gets moved around? And when I had posted about the new features in our Facebook group, there was a group member who commented right away and was like, you know, now I get to play the scavenger hunt of where this stuff is, right? And that's the thing they're addressing. Like, okay, we've got so much in here. Now let's start reorganizing. You know, if you want great software, it has to be both powerful, but also intuitive. And so I think that this is a little bit of them acknowledging, let's make this thing, and it's considered easy to use. Right? Like I had a friend who's trying to use Wix and they're like complaining about it. I said, what are you doing? You know, just use Shopify. It's going to be a lot easier. Oh, okay. So I think that was the takeaway. If I'm a merchant, it's like just 6 to 12 months, expect it to get easier to use. Even if some things maybe get rearranged, it is, you know, in your best interest. As for, you know, web developers, partners, app developers, whatever you're doing on Shopify, as a partner, man, they've always done a great job of, you know, making you feel appreciated. Additions.dev, they like really went above and beyond in acknowledging people and calling out specific people for their contributions to the community. and like specifically calling out people who had been, who weren't just cheerleaders, who were both critical and otherwise of Shopify choices, and like acknowledging them and thanking them, which quite a smart and powerful move, I think. Great experience. But let's get into things that impact us directly, right? We spend all our time in themes, in the theme editor, in the online store portion of Shopify. And so I got Ann Thomas, who is, we've had her, we've been lucky to have her assistance on our team for some time. She was a developer at Out of the Sandbox in the past. She worked on Turbo. She's been building this Design Packs app. So she's got, and she's quite integrated into the community. So her perspective is going to be very valuable. And so let's hear what she had to say. This episode is sponsored in part by Cleverific. Hey, ever wake up to customers canceling orders? Maybe they said, oh, I'm bad at math and I shouldn't shop when I'm high. This was a gift, but we broke up. You're taking too long. And why should the customer have to ask you to edit their order for them? What if they could do it themselves? Enter Cleverific. With Cleverific, you can empower your customers to make their own changes through a self-service portal, or let your team handle complex changes directly from the back end. Cleverific is designed to reduce customer support tickets, ship orders faster, and even reduce returns and lost packages. Don't just take our word for it. Peter Manning New York cut their order support queries by 99% with Cleverific, and they're not alone. Get this, exclusively for unofficial Shopify podcast listeners, you can get 50% off Cleverific's Pro plan, now just $49 a month, giving you full access to everything their app has to offer. Just go to cleverific.com/unofficial and use the promo code KURT50 at checkout to claim your discount. Take control with Cleverific and watch your customer support tickets plummet, shipping speeds increase, and package returns decrease.
Who are you? What do you do?
My name is Ann Thomas. I'm the co-founder of Design Packs.
And how'd you get here?
I drove an hour away.
Okay, so I've run into many Canadians.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow, I'm so jealous of your short commute to this event. You know, it only took me an hour to get here. I shouldn't complain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it depending on traffic, it will take an hour. It can take longer, that's for sure. Yeah.
So, you know a ton. Well, tell me about what Design Packs does.
Sure. Yeah, so we have an app, and it really is more of a section delivery tool. So we add new sections to your existing Shopify theme, and they have all sorts of settings and functionality, and they're like new Lego blocks for your Lego collection.
And it's the Lego blocks and the Lego collection that most interests me, right? We do like just, my day is spent in the theme editor. I do theme work. Like that is what we do is theme work.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky you help us with that. And so there's a term that got coined on stage today, I believe. Vanessa Lee from Shopify said online store 3.0. Mm-hmm. Online store 3.0. That's one more than we use now, 2.0.
True.
So immediately I was like, I want to know what that is. And you were just telling me that you went to a talk and you've got ideas on what 3.0 entails.
Yeah.
So what do we mean by this? What are we getting?
I went to a full workshop. So there was a full like coding
laptops
tutorial.
Out.
The laptops were out, yes. And there were examples, and essentially the biggest mind-blowing thing is that at the moment you have sections and you have blocks. Well, now we're going to have the concept of being able to group blocks and nest blocks.
Okay.
So it's like block inception, and at the moment you can go in levels deep. So if you think about columns and how you can rearrange different things, that's what we're going to be having with just blocks, and you don't have to build a regular merchant, just go in and build that.
So let's think through the example. I have a section, and we're going to call it multi-column.
Yeah.
We have a section called multi-column list. And then in it, I have to put, in my columns, now I have to put blocks. I can do that now, can't I? What's different?
No, so right now, if you had columns, each of those columns would be a block. And then within those columns, you would have to have, okay, maybe an image, maybe some text. And it's very static as to how the order of those things appear within that individual column. Now, you could have an image block inside of that column. You could have a text that you could then rearrange and move around. There is a lot of possibilities. And then even then, within that column, let's say you want to have three icons in a row within that specific column, you could have another group of image, 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 because those are also nested blocks.
So in my online store theme editor, I've got this idea of sections and blocks.
Yeah.
And the problem is they just can't go more than one level deep.
Yeah.
It's like I have section is the parent and then block is the thing in it. But then we get into something more complicated. Everything then has to be like bespoke theme settings. And that's where things get crazy. Instead, I can now, my blocks become more granular and I can nest them. Okay. And then the alt, that sounds fantastic. How far out are we on this? Like a year, six months? Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I was asking the same question.
Yeah, sometimes they're like, wait, we're not quite sure yet, is the answer.
Yeah. I'm hopeful that, I don't know, who knows? All I know is that I think it's going to roll out in ways where, you know, you can add in these sections that have the more, like, high-tech flexible blocks without having to redo your entire story. So you could just add it on as an extra piece, and you don't need to worry about setting everything up from scratch.
Okay, sweet. Yeah. I don't have to blow up my theme and start again.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of these themes get expensive.
Yeah.
And what else? Well, there was, like, they talked about breakpoints.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is the other thing. They have breakpoints. So within the theme editor now, so at the moment, you would have to have mobile-specific settings. So you might have, you know, okay, this is desktop, and on mobile, I want it to look like this. Now, similar to markets, how you can change what country you're previewing, how that looks, you can select a different mobile view, or you can set the breakpoint yourself.
Oh, it works like markets?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
And so then you can actually see, okay, there's going to be different settings that are visible when you have that mobile view set, when you're previewing it, basically.
Wow.
I know. And another one thing that they talked about was also you can combine with that static blocks. So let's say you have settings that are only specific to something like a slideshow, let's say, right? Like maybe you'll have a slideshow block, but you want maybe that slideshow block isn't visible at that time. Well, so you would have conditional settings that you could turn off and on, and it would also hide and show that element in the section. And everything is sort of pulled out. So it's not like you have, okay, enable this, you know, grid, and then you have grid settings. Everything is pulled into its own little static block.
You know, I love the theme editor, and I love contexts, what they call being able to switch, like, between markets and B2B. It never occurred to me that, well, you could make that work with device widths as well.
Yeah.
And so rather than, you know, right now we have to write into a section like, this is the mobile one and this is the desktop one, right?
Yeah.
And like, you hope that all the sections support it.
Yeah.
Using context makes way more sense.
Yeah.
All right. OS 3.0, I'm here for it. I want it. Bring it on.
Yes. Now we just need to know when.
Ann Thomas, where can we learn more about you?
Design-packs.com. We're also in the app store. If you just search for design packs, we have two apps, theme sections, and product blocks.
Are you going to work on that built for Shopify status?
Yes.
I am scared.
Is that your default state, though?
True. Scared or annoyed. Merchants, all the merchants hearing this, your life's going to get a lot more fun. You're going to have a lot more flexibility, it sounds like, especially when you're getting themes from the big official theme developers who are going to be implementing this stuff properly and, you know, ready to go with it. I am scared because I see the back end of all of that. And I'm kind of like, how are we going to do blocks on blocks on blocks? Like, what is that going to look like? What do I have to do? Because, I mean, there's a lot of times our clients will request something and it's like, oh, do I take an existing block and really kind of like screw it up to make it do exactly what the merchant wants? Or do I just like write a new section from scratch that does the exact thing that they want? And I usually only write them with the settings that they would need to do the one thing that they want to do. And then, you know, that's for me, that's easier because I know how to do that. And now I'm worried that I'm kind of like, oh, wait a minute. What am I going to have to do to have it support blocks on blocks on blocks?
You know,
or have it support these new different types of
contexts?
Contexts. To have it support different contexts and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, the context switching for mobile, that never even occurred to me as that's how you should do it. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, that's so much better.
than trying to have like a mobile and desktop version inside that, each of these that's sections.
That's the thing I want to know is like, that's either going to be awesome or that's going to jack me up so bad, depending on how Shopify implements it. Like if it's got real robust Liquid support where I could just be like, all right, if you're in the mobile context, act this way. If you're in the desktop context, act this way. And then I could just write two things and then you're done. That would be great. I mean, that's certainly better, superior than the current thing where I got to write it all twice and then like hide it. Sometimes I'm hiding it. Sometimes I'm showing it. Sometimes it's supposed to act this way. I could just write it a single way within the context and that's it.
I think this is just the relationship of theme developer to new features. Like anytime they've had announced online store 2.0, sections anywhere, flex sections, which like flex sections didn't necessarily do what we wanted. And I think this is a better answer to that, what that was trying to fix. I think that's to be expected. Trepidation of like, all right, I see where you're going. I like this. How? Yeah. How am I going to do
it's
this?
Like, all
and
you
just
got
to get through it the first time.
All you did was show me the finished meal and look how good the finished meal is. What do I got to do to cook that meal?
Yeah, what's the meal prep here, buddy?
It's like, oh, wait, okay, start 36 hours beforehand. Oh, man. That's the worst. That trips me up every time where I'm like, I'm going to make this. And then I never read like the first paragraph. And then it's like, yeah, I'm going to make this for dinner tonight. And it's like, all right, one day beforehand, start doing this. Oh, damn it.
So we got the overall highlights and the theme from Harley. Anne went deep on, we're going to get a better, more customizable, easier to use version of themes in the theme editor. And I know everyone's going to be like, when am I getting that? I want that now. So do I. But, you know, realistically, these things take time. So I don't have a timeline on it, but figure you're like 6 months from seeing this in real deal practice.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah.
And even, you know, when the first versions of these things come out, it's like, it, you know, more like a preview where you're like, all right, we got this kind of working now, you know, down the road, then you really start to see it advance. And that's just how it goes with, I think it's just the nature of software development. But
I would think when you're like, I really need these online store 3.0 features. It's like, well, don't think about implementing those till 2025, my dude. Like it's not going to be baked in. It's not going to be fully ready by then. You don't want to be screwing up all your stuff in Q4. So let's save that for the new year.
Yeah. And like, hey, can I backport this into a 2.0 theme or is that not going to be realistic? There's still a lot of questions to answer, but I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Like color schemes, like that color schemes thing that they have that you could see in some themes sometimes.
Yeah. The palettes,
color palettes. It's really cool, but it's like, oh, could you add color palettes to my 2.0 theme? No, I will not be.
Yeah, it gets complicated. Try to put that into every section and rethink it.
Yeah.
Some things are easier to backport than others. The Shopify is so big now, it has to do so much for so many people, and it has to meet merchants where they are. And so, like, online store 2.0, that's going to cover, you know, people in beginning, middle, you know, advanced. That's the majority of folks. But, okay, then, you know, at the extreme end of revenue is going to be enterprise clients. And yeah, I don't know that we have like true enterprise clients. We have big clients, we have plus clients.
Well, I mean, I kind of want to know what makes an enterprise client different from another.
Just like the most corporate of clients.
Yeah. It's just like, what does that mean? Like, well, they make you have 10 times more meetings than you need. Like that, like what?
They have the biggest budgets.
Yeah. They have a big budget. Okay, good. But it's like, you know, we got clients that do $20 million, but like,
I think moment it's like, it's publicly traded, we move into a lot of compliance and then that's is what is going to drive it as enterprise.
Oh, okay.
Let's go with that. But you know, I need a guy who can break down the impact on enterprise for me, and none better than Matt King. He's a former Shopify employee turned agency owner and one of the biggest agencies now, Domain. And so I was excited to sit down with him and get his take on this.
Who are you? What do you do?
I'm Matt King. I'm the CRO and co-founder of Domain.
That's very cool. What does Domain do?
Domain is a Shopify service partner or an agency. We're the largest independent Shopify agency.
Incredible.
Yeah.
What'd you do before that? Something interesting?
Yes. I used to work at the mothership, the big green bag. I was there at Shopify. Employee number 362. Started in 2013, left in 2018, and joined the partner side.
Okay. And so you have a different interesting perspective. You watched the keynote, same as I did.
Yep.
What was the number one highlight where you went, oh,
For me, it was on, like what I guess now is being colloquially referred to as online store 3.0, the visual editor for Hydrogen. I think that's like the most novel thing that was talked about today in my world, in the design and build world. So yeah, I'm stoked with that.
Visual editor for Hydrogen being called online store 3.0. That's headless, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, what it's doing is kind of blurring the line more and more between headless and not. You know, this is an editor now that's within Shopify where it kind of functions as if it's like a theme store editor in a similar way. So, you know, it's kind of like bringing the two things closer and closer together in a Shopify way. You know, they've somehow made headless easier again. Therefore, like, is it headless still? Like, isn't headless more difficult than that? But yeah, what I like about it is that it's blurring the two, headless or not.
Okay. And it's, you know, the theme to me seems like there's the surface theme here is we're going to make everything cohesive, easier to use. Like, I posted about the new features yesterday, and in my Facebook group, somebody commented and was like, you know, now the scavenger hunt to where all my stuff went begins. But that's what they're trying to answer here. It was like, hey, as we add new features, you add more complexity. And so, you know, the theme is unified.
Yep.
We're going to make everything easier to use. Did you see that here?
I mean, easier to use for sure. Yeah. You know, unified as a concept. I mean, I think it's a bit of a buzzword, you know, to be honest. And I get Shopify doubling down on unified commerce as like this approach. You know, I don't think I spent a lot of time talking to brands. I was on a panel with brands last week. The unified commerce as a theory isn't resonating with brands just yet. And, you know, I think we're having to work towards it, and it's feature by feature. You know, I think not only like does the features that Shopify release at these conferences make it easier to use, but what's actually more important is they're removing barriers. You know, it's like there used to be all of these reasons to not choose Shopify. You know, it wasn't good for multi-currency or multi-geolocation, or it wasn't a good B2B portal. They're just kind of like removing one barrier at a time. You know, like all the reasons to say no are getting less and less. And that's what I'm excited about as a partner that's bringing sites off Salesforce. It's like, I mean, how many more barriers can we peg away?
Smart. Then the other thing I saw is kind of like an underlying theme of many of these feature changes is merchants should never be exposed to code, should never have to worry about it or deal with it. And I see that as like checkout extensions and Shopify functions. Where on the developer side, we go wild. On the merchant side, really simplifies things. You know, just like the general experience. Agree, disagree?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, again, that's a pretty, for like in my world, I think there's like the two worlds of Shopify, right? There's like the DIY version, you know, and which is what most people are doing, you know, is like building their own experiences and not looking into code. And then there's like the Plus, Shopify Plus, Shopify Enterprise. I know Shopify Plus as a brand is like no longer, whatever, it's a plan now, not a brand.
Which, yeah, they didn't address that here.
That's true.
But yeah, we all saw that internal email that went around.
All we know is a leaked memo, so yeah. I think like, yeah. Like,
which if I could find that gentleman, I'll ask him.
Yeah, we should ask Cass, yeah. I would love to know. Every man Shopify level, I get the idea of like merchants shouldn't touch code. You should make it easy as possible, remove the tools away. But you know, at the enterprise, you know, on the large scale, our clients and merchants that we work with are often comfortable in code. At least they have someone technical on their team. You know, they're a digital company. They're selling online. So you know, it should be easy to use, but also the access should be there. You know, and in fact, more access, more APIs, more. You know, like using GraphQL, I want to see more unlocks for merchants as well as partners.
I like your view on it.
Yeah.
And I love working with merchants who have someone competent with code, because it's like, oh, now we can really cook.
Yeah. I mean, dude, if they have someone who's good at, who knows tech, they can work with us better, you know?
Yep.
Like, or the other option is like, they go like, hey, listen, move out of my hands, go. You know, and they have no opinions at all. We do whatever we want. And then, like, we deliver something to them. And at the end of it, they're like, oh, actually, I wish it was this way. We're like, well, you didn't tell us that. You know, it's like, tell us, guide us.
Yeah. Yes. No, we've similar experiences here.
Yeah.
All right. So where can we go to learn more about Matt King and Domain?
Yeah, check out our website, meetdomain.com. We build websites for enterprise brands, migrate people to Shopify, design, dev, and strategy services. Check it out.
Fabulous. Matt King, thank you so much.
Thank you.
As we ring in the new year, did you know that over 90% of Shopify merchants won't hit their maximum revenue in 2024? Ugh! That's because they're killing their conversion rates by using outdated landing page designs and default templates. You work hard all year, and you deserve to realize your dream of owning a successful store. But without the right tools, it's like running a marathon with lead weights tied to your feet. That's where Zipify Pages comes in. Zipify Pages is the game-changing landing page builder created by the founder of a $180 million Shopify store. It has everything you need to transform your store into a high-converting, sales-generating machine. Zipify Pages' intuitive builder, mobile-optimized templates, and AI-powered features are helping thousands of Shopify stores boost their conversion rates and run more profitable marketing campaigns. Zipify Pages improves every page on your Shopify store. Just select a template from their template library and then quickly customize it to match your brand. You can easily create better product pages, landing pages, category pages, even home pages. And because every Zipify template is tested on their $180 million Shopify store, you know they actually work. So don't let 2024 drift by with unmet revenue goals. Upgrade your store today with Zipify Pages and make this your best new year yet. Go to zipify.com/Kurt to start a free 14-day trial. That's zipify.com/KURT to try Zipify Pages for free.
All right. I didn't understand this. So hydrogen, as you alluded,
this is interesting.
As you alluded to in this video, hydrogen is like Shopify's internal fancy term for headless. For API access.
Yeah, hydrogen is their headless solution.
Is their headless for hitting the API to build a headless solution. But now they're adding a GUI tool to hydrogen?
Yes.
In which case, what's the point of hydrogen?
Well, okay, when people go headless because, hey, this is going to give me total flexibility. But then the downside is, all right, I have a store that is significantly more static in its approach than my typical online store 2.0 theme. And with that, so there's trade-offs, right? I get this very fast site that looks exactly the way I want, and it's dialed in, and I could do really custom stuff with it. But then trying to maintain it, I am now married to the developer who built it.
Yeah, the downfall of headless, and as we've seen over the past year and a half, 2 years, of tons of merchants coming to us asking us to get them off headless.
And we're not alone. I took plenty of agencies had experience.
They all jumped in because it was the hot new thing, and they thought it was going to solve all their problems.
That doesn't mean headless is bad, though.
No, it's not bad. But what they don't understand is, but they weren't big enough to need headless.
Exactly.
You thought you needed headless, but you didn't. But you wanted to be big and cool, so you went and got it.
Well, it's like, you know, I'm going to spend the money. I want to buy once, cry once. And if you're telling, and headless seems like the fanciest option, well, isn't that the best?
Yeah.
Well, and it turns out the answer is like, not necessarily.
Yeah, the problem is that, okay, in order to do that, like, you're not doing anything yourself from now on. Now you need... You straight up need a full-time developer on retainer or on staff that's making every single change on your store for you. And the merchants didn't like that once they realized that that was the case.
And so in the past, what you could do, like, you could get a CMS and plug it in and try and maintain it. Shopify has an official partner for this. What did he say the name of it was? I forgot. Unity?
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, I forgot too. All right, that's okay. But all right. So you have hydrogen, you've got your headless store, and if you imagine your headless store, like every section is a series of properties, and or like everything's a series of properties defined similar to like an API might look. Like it's all in there in JSON, and then the template renders it. They're adding a CMS functionality to it where you could say, okay, these properties, like the text of a headline, you know, are safe for a merchant to edit. So you can add a CMS experience on top of hydrogen natively. And so, all right, I get, essentially I'm adding Shopify saying, hey, we have an official path for giving you theme settings for a headless site.
So what I'm asking here is, does this come with having a headless site, or is it, we are now opening up the ability of an official way, an official Shopify approved way of for your developers to write GUI tools for the headless setup that they also wrote for you.
That.
So that then good, but now you still need those developers to maintain that.
Well, so
because I mean, they wrote it.
Yes. Yeah. The moment you go to headless, like you either better have an internal team or you better have somebody on retainer to help you with it. What this is saying is, all right, so like simple content changes.
Yeah.
A marketer could do it. I think that's where the frustration comes in is, you know, if you're going to spend the money in a headless site, you also have internal or retained marketing team. And the marketing team is like, look, we just want to change the promo on the website. We don't want to have to submit a work ticket for it. This is the way out of that.
Yeah.
Shopify is saying like, this is the official,
that is a
proper way to handle this.
That is a common horror story we've heard a lot too. Is yeah, in case you're, if you have headless and your developer suddenly becomes MIA on you, like you're dead in the water now.
Yes.
Like if they take weeks to implement something, well, it's going to take weeks for anything to happen on your store.
And so this definitely brings that barrier down on like a limitation of headless. And then the other criticism of headless in the past had been like, hey, you know, apps don't necessarily work with it. And I didn't see this in the editions announcements, but they had lots of workshops and you could talk to Shopify employees. And I saw someone talking about Hydrogen and headless, and they did have a list of apps. They're like, that these we know will work properly with headless. And it's like, you know, so they had official picks for your major categories. It's like, all right, we've got a solution for reviews and subscriptions, and like these things will work. And so, you know, the whole thing, again, even though, you know, we're dealing with the, you know, once you're in Hydrogen and headless, the extreme end of things, you're on the bleeding edge at that point. The focus was still, let's make that easier to use. And that's, I like that. Like, you're going to make the tools I live in every day easier to use for me. Yes, please. Thank you. I appreciate it. And so we got more bonus episodes we'll do. There's a garden center in down the street from us. Yes.
Oh, that's right. I thought you were talking about something in Toronto, but yeah. No.
called Chalet in Skokie. And it was 5 minutes from our office. And it's this big garden. It's like, you know, Home Depot garden center size, but better. And they had point of sale in action. They'd been using it a while and they were using these. It's got new features. It was cool. So I interviewed him and shot some B-roll for it.
Yeah, you've been talking to a lot of people over the last few weeks about the different things that Shopify's announcing. I know you've been talking to some AI people that have been utilizing the Shopify.
I did. I talked to a gentleman who Shopify Sidekick, the AI, their AI Sidekick, that is going to go into early access, meaning like go on the site, request access now, and potentially you get beta access to it. And it turns out the thing is real. It's not vaporware, because I talked to a guy who's been using it in his store and he had nothing but positive things to say about it. So like, I have a question about my store, my analytics. I just ask it and it's going to have the answer or point me in the right direction. It sounded really cool. They've got those new image editing tools, which I played with those. They work as advertised. And I talked to a merchant who'd been using it like in practice way longer than I had. She loved it. And then we had, who's that? Oh, Shopify Flow. I love Shopify Flow. I think it's like 800,000 merchants use it, which that's a lot. But I think more people aren't using it who could be. And it's an app built in your Shopify plan. Plug that bad boy in and it gives you all these wonderful automations. And so I talked to a couple folks about that. And so, yeah, we got bonus episodes, and then just take your pick of what's going to help make your life easier.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll end it there.
We will post those as soon as I can get them edited.
Yeah.
But I'm very busy right now.
Yeah, it has been busy here.
Yeah, and then we also both just like left town for 3 days, and that didn't help.
You know, I'm digging myself out of the inbox hole, and I, you know, still producing the content. So, but all right, yeah, we'll have all that stuff coming out in the next couple of weeks for you. We'll end it there. See ya. Crowdfunding campaigns are great. You can add social proof and urgency to your product pre-orders while reducing risk of failure. But with traditional crowdfunding platforms, you're paying high fees and giving away control, all while your campaign is lost in a sea of similar offers. It can be frustrating. That's why we built Crowdfunder, the Shopify app that turns your Shopify product pages into your own independent crowdfunding campaigns. We originally created Crowdfunder for our private clients, and it was so successful, we turned it into an app that anyone can use. Today, merchants using Crowdfunder have raised millions collectively. With Crowdfunder, you'll enjoy real-time tracking, full campaign control, and direct customer engagement. And it's part of the Built for Shopify program, so you know it's easy to use. So say goodbye to high fees and hello to successful store-based crowdfunding. Start your free trial and transform your Shopify store into a pre-order powerhouse today. Search Crowdfunder in the Shopify App Store to get started.